Hello, are we live?
Peter, how you doing, buddy? We are live.
I'm doing well, thank you. How are you?
Good, man. Welcome to the show. Glad to have you on Yobeat.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem, man. For those of you that don't know at home, Peter Lindbergh is a Midwestern ripper. He absolutely killed it on a snowboard. I've seen this kid ride in person, and he's talented. Peter, you just got back from camp out in Oregon this summer, right? How was that? Tell me all about it.
It was really fun. Probably the best summer I've ever had. Got to work with a lot of really cool people of my department, the counselor department. Everyone was super cool. Everybody just like got along, and everyone was pretty like unique, I guess. And it was really like cool in that way. And yeah, we just all hung out all the time, and it was a really good time. And there was just a lot of new people, and that was part of like the fun part of it, like getting to know these like new people and then getting closer with people that I already knew. And
That's rad. How were
then
the conditions up there on the glacier this year? That sounds like you guys had a good ass time. How were the snow conditions up there?
they were good. Luckily it snowed a bunch this past winter up on Mount Hood, so then it made summer all really, really awesome. And the 2 summers before that, or the summer before that and the summer before that, those 2 summers, the conditions were pretty shitty, kind of. Not shitty, but they just like there wasn't nearly as much snow as there usually is, and so that kind of like made you appreciate having like a good summer, like a good summer snow year, I guess. So
Brad, that's awesome.
the conditions were definitely good. They were super warm. They definitely like kind of lost a decent amount of snow, and it was pretty quick, but we were able to like ride down to the bottom up until like session 3, which is like around like just after the 4th or something like that.
That's
So yeah.
awesome. That's good. You guys got some good conditions out there this summer. I
Yeah.
mean, with High Cascade shutting down because of poor conditions, supposedly, it's nice to know that Hood's still open for business.
Yeah, exactly. And yeah, it was, and also with the last being the last summer in government camp, kind of was like nice to, or just, I mean, it was fun to kind of like, it was good to have a good one last good summer in Govey, I guess.
That's awesome. That is really
Yeah.
cool that you got to be out there for the last summer. Definitely
Yeah.
memories you will
Well,
not forget.
yeah. Last summer in Govey, not last summer of High Cascade, but yeah. It things got a little dramatic definitely when they made that announcement with the whole High Cascade not being in government camp anymore.
Yeah, what was that like?
I mean like everyone was pretty emotional at first, and I guess maybe still is emotional. I think people are coming to terms with it. Just I don't it was Some people were definitely over dramatic, and like I mean myself personally, like I was bummed about the whole situation, and but just kind of like looked at like the big picture with things and with how the camp is run. It makes sense to be down at the Wendell's campus, I guess. And as much as it sucks, because government camp is one of the coolest places. It's one of my favorite places in this world. But to keep the camp going, like it makes sense to go down there, go down to the Wendell's campus. But so yeah, it definitely got a little emotional, I guess, and people were over dramatic with like the whole rest in peace High Cascade thing, because that definitely like is not a thing. Just people tried to make it a thing, I guess, without even knowing what was going on and stuff. But High Cascade is still going on. It's still going to be sick regardless. So.
Thank you so much for your insight. That's great. I'm sure people are going to want to hear all about that. Get a little
Yeah,
insight and see
yeah.
what's going on.
Yeah, they like just announced, like I think I saw on Instagram, they just announced that they're like new campus 2018 or whatever. And so they just announced it, but there's definitely a lot of changes that need to be done down at Wendell's. And depending on what they do, I mean, it has a lot of potential to be really cool. but a lot of like what makes camps really cool, like what makes High Cascade really awesome, is the people that work at High Cascade, and the same people come back and are down at Wendell's. I think it could be equally as cool and fun, but definitely is going to be a little weird. But I think, I don't know, definitely, like, they made it happen for 28 years, so I think they could keep going if the right people are back.
Heck yeah, it's good to know. One way or another, people are going to be snowboarding up on Hood. It's too much fun to snowboard in the summertime, and someone's going to have to do it, you know?
Yeah, that's kind of like
that's the whole
thing. Like, that's why you're like out there to go snowboarding. And I mean, I'd say like the camp lifestyle, like the things you get to do in Oregon, hang out with the kids and stuff, is like well over half of the reason why I go back there. And snowboarding, sick like itself, but also just like being able to hang out with all these amazing people and hang out with like these kids who are super excited and stuff. And
that's awesome.
Like,
that sounds.
Yeah. Definitely.
Sounds really cool. Let's transition really quickly over to Interior Plane Project, a board company that I know you ride for and are super hyped on. You got me hyped on them. So give me the rundown. What is IPP, and what does the future have in store for you guys? You just released your Shapeshifter video this last winter or winter before. Tell me all about it.
So the Interior Plane Project is a brand, a snowboarding brand ran out of Minneapolis, owned by this guy, Pete Harvey, who I don't know anyone else who has like more passion about snowboarding than this guy. And he has so many ideas, is super, super creative, and the way he goes about the company is, I guess, a little bit different than what others what other companies are doing, I guess. And he likes to have people dig a little bit deeper into the company, like kind of realize, like know what the company is. And some people like don't even know it's an actual snowboard company. Some people just think it's like a thing that where people make movies or whatever. But it's a really, really cool company. And the whole collection thing is awesome, how it's like there's a story behind each collection. And
yeah, the graphic art is really cool.
Yeah.
It all has like a little story behind it.
Yeah, like each concept definitely has, or each collection has like this really like in-depth story behind it. And then as far as the art goes, he works with like local artists around the Midwest, and usually a lot of his close friends and my friends as well that he's worked with, and my friend Morgan Pease, who I like is one of the reasons why I even like started getting into snowboarding. His art was like on one of the Shapeshifter boards, and so like that was really, really cool. Then my friend Josh and then my friend Cameron, and it's really, really cool to see like all these local artists and giving them an opportunity to have their input and their art put onto snowboards. And it's kind of like every snowboarder who is an artist, like their dreams to like have some kind of art on a snowboard, I guess. And
yeah, that is
cool.
Awesome, because snowboarding is an art form, and then the boards themselves are art forms, and it's nice to actually have people that snowboard creating graphic art for boards. Like, it's all by four snowboarders, four snowboarders.
Yeah, exactly, and that's what Pete Harvey is trying to do, and I know he's just very, very passionate, and the guys, everyone that rides for him are really, really good friends of mine, and it's awesome being able to like travel with them, and like I consider a lot of those guys like my best friends, and being able to hang out with them all the time is great.
That's awesome. So what is your guys' plans for next winter? Are you guys going to be filming another movie? I know Shapeshifter was a big hit. A lot of people like that. Are you guys planning on filming again, or what is the plan for the winter for Peter Lindbergh and for IPP?
Next winter, I am not 100% sure as far as like video goes. There's always stuff going on. We usually do like some sort of like collection video The Sin Eater collection video is going to be coming out sometime this fall, which I worked on with them last winter. But as far as this winter goes, I know there's talk of a couple trips of like maybe to like Canada or Montana and California. I'm sure we'll go to Super Park or something, but yeah, I'm not sure exactly. We'll see what happens, I guess. Depending, a lot of it will probably depend on snow conditions and stuff, but yeah, I'm really excited to see the graphics for next year's IPP stuff, and definitely though Pete has some ideas up his sleeve that I'm pretty excited about. That's for sure.
That's awesome. Sounds like there's good mm-hmm. things in the works for IPP that I'm sure a lot of people listening to this will be looking out for it, especially
yeah.
following you. Which, speaking of which, let's talk about some of the stuff that you've been putting out recently. So, I mean, I know you. I've been a big fan of you since Ryan and Granite Peak together. But watching you start riding for IPP, your Welcome to the Team video, you did that sweet back blunt 270 out. That was super sweet. And Shapeshifter, your ending part, the switch frontside board slide at the boat landing rail in Wausau, that was just an epic clip. How many tries did that take you to do? Is that something that took you a bunch of tries? Is that something that you just have in the bag?
That definitely took a very, very long time. That probably took like 3 hours to do, and it was a super awkward like approach getting onto the rail, and took a while to like figure it out, and then
I've been there, and this spot is gnarly. I didn't even want to hit it when I showed up, when I got to see it with Mitch Holtz one day. He's actually in the video at Shapeshifter at the end. You can see little Mitch Holtz in the clip, which is kind of funny, mutual friend of ours, but this spot is gnarly. Mm-hmm. So
yeah,
but a 3 hour battle, that's good, man. You at least got the clip though. That's rad.
Yeah, it definitely took a long time. I think I said I was like 5 tries and I was like I was going to be done or something like that. Like, I think I remember like telling like Ryan, who was the guy who filmed it, like I'm
Ryan
like
Barker.
I'll give it like 5 more tries, and I think I did like 2, and like on the 3rd try I like landed it, but I like kind of like blacked out, I think, like part of the like doing part of the rail or whatever. Like, there's a portion of it that I don't remember. I remember like landing and then like you like my the expression on my face and it's like surprised, like what the fuck kind of like. And yeah. So, yeah, definitely happy that.
Well, that's awesome, dude. Way to stay persevere and get through that trick, because that was gnarly. That was a sweet ender, and I was super hyped to watch that. Honestly,
well,
just watching
you.
Your progression as a snowboarder is really inspiring, honestly. Getting on IPP and putting out cool stuff, getting a Monday Minute at Buck Hill with the 1817 features, that was cool. You dropped some heavy clips in that as well.
Thank you. Thank you.
I love it. All right, mm-hmm. last talking point. Peter, a lot of people don't know this about you, but I think it's very interesting. There's two things that you do that I think are awesome that I want to bring to the public's attention. One, your photography, and two, your bike riding. I heard that you rode your bike for like a crazy amount of distance from Oregon back to Wisconsin. Is that true, or how far have you ridden your bike?
I rode my bike from Oregon, from Government Camp Oregon, where High Cascade is. Or mm-hmm. was to my hometown in Wausau, Wisconsin. And,
nice. And how many miles
yeah.
is that?
It was like 20 or roughly around 2,300 miles.
Oh my gosh, that is crazy. On a bicycle. Is that your off season snowboard training? Just getting your quads in shape, riding the bike?
No, not really. It's just something I really enjoy doing. I do it for something a little bit different than like snowboarding, I guess. Like, I mean, it is something different than snowboarding, and I grew up riding my bike. Like, my whole family is like are pretty big into biking, and it's just a cool way to travel and a cool way to like learn about yourself, and you meet a lot of interesting people, and yeah, it is a little bit
awesome.
Different,
it
kind
sounds-
of like. Yeah, kind of getting out of, like, the snowboard world, I guess, and just something different, I guess.
That's cool. It sounds like it's similar, though. It has, like, a little sub-community with it. All the bikers are cool with each other and ride together. I think that's really awesome, honestly, man. Good for you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Do you camp out when you're on your bike? Do you camp out in the middle of wherever you stop from day to day, or just hostels? You stay with people? How do you do that?
You mostly camp. Like, it's, you kind of, like, when I did that trip, I made, like, I didn't want to stay at any campgrounds. I didn't want to pay at any campgrounds. So I either, like, snuck into, like, parks, like, different kind of, like, city parks, and sleep there. Sometimes, like, people would let you stay in their backyard, or you just, like, found an area that looked safe to sleep, so you just sleep there. And there's definitely some, like, funny weird situations, but but yeah, a lot of people are very, that's another thing about those kind of trips, is you kind of, like, learn a lot about humanity, and people are, like, willing to help you out, and they are, like, always asking you, like, if there's anything they can do or whatever. And, like, some people are like, oh, where are you headed? Like, oh, I have, stop at our house. You can stay at our house. We'll make you dinner or stuff like that. So
that is awesome. That is very cool. Very warm, welcoming community. I love it.
Yeah, definitely.
All right, definitely. Peter, let's wrap this thing up. Do you have any parting words for Yobi? Is there anything you want to say to the world of snowboarding? What do you want to leave your mark as?
Just thank you to everyone involved that I've got to snowboard with, and big thank you to, like, my big brother, when it started snowboarding. If it wasn't for him, and we're still, like, able to snowboard together, and he fucking rips and is awesome. And then obviously, like, Pete at IBP and Kurt at Central, and everyone at High Cascade. That place fucking rules. One of my favorite places in this entire world. So yeah, thank you to everyone in Minnesota, Wisconsin. Yeah, so thank you.
Awesome. Well, thank you very much for being on our Yobi interview, Peter. We really appreciate it. I love having other Midwest rippers out here on the website. So thank you again for doing this interview. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, you're very welcome. Thank you for having me.
Yeah, no problem. You have a great winter, and we look forward to seeing your clips on the internet.
Sounds good.
All right. Talk to you soon, brother. Take care. Yep, no problem.